And now, ladies and gentlemen, ITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to today's show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I will be here with you for the next hour playing various mantra-based music, sounds of that nature. The Vyasaki from his release The Way of Love and the track entitled Shamal Sundara Sham, which is it's actually written by Mirabai, the great Saint Mirabai. And we'll be back to give you a heads up on some of the content of the song, but it's basically singing about Shyam or Krishna. Hope you're doing good. Here's Vyasaki.
Shogiri Pani
We're back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So that track, Das, and from his release, The Way of Love. Siki, now currently actually based in South America at the moment. They're teaching and doing kirtan. Originally born in England, but growing up in Winnipeg in Canada. And then traveling to India and meeting his guru and getting inspired that way. Also traveling to Bangladesh and Bengal and experiencing the type of kirtan or the form of kirtan that one can find there, which tends to be sometimes it's referred to as raga kirtan. It's very charged emotionally and very free flowing. So it really inspired him to really explore and get deeper into kirtan as a form of spiritual expression. And so yeah, now traveling still and doing his performance all over the world, creating those kind of spaces. It's the track who is a great female saint from India in the 16th century, I believe, a few centuries back, and she wrote tons of songs and poetry for connecting with God through prayer, through words, through voice. And her particular aspect of divinity she connected with was Krishna. And so this song reflects that. The first line of the song, Mira Prabhu, Eso Giridhari Shamo Sundara Sham. Sham's another name for Krishna. A translation of that one line, the beautiful Sham is the Lord of Mirabai. Please come to me, Giridhari. And then the rest of the translation I'll read, give you a bit of an insight into the heart of a devotee or of a bhakta or somebody in that practice of bhakti yoga. My heart, which is like the Yamuna River, is restricted by its two banks, is now overflowing with divine love for you. The Kadamba tree of my mind is blooming with flowers that sway to and fro on the waves of divine love. O Hari, please come, Harika. Mirabai says, for your sake, O Sham, I gave up my home and I have also given up my own family. In the same way that the gopis of Raj cried out of separation from you, I also cry as your loving devotee. Please keep this prayer of your most unfortunate Mira at your lotus feet and disregard my false pride. I'm going to play a couple public service announcements and then we'll be back with some more music.
Movies are a great way to understand the culture and thought process of a generation. And the 7th Annual Taiwanese Film Festival is taking place. We'll be featuring some of the best Chinese films from the small island of Taiwan. Come and experience a different world and get to know more about the many groups of people living in this awesome city. For more details, please visit twff.ca. Again, that is twff.ca.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
So in this next segment coming up, we're going to kick things off with Chancora, Madeline Bachancora, from her release Anahat, and this is from a few years ago. The track is called Forgiveness, and coming from the of the Japji Sahib, which is the quite often chanted as morning prayers within the Sikh tradition, and it's features the 20th stanza in Gurmukhi of that text, as well as some English poetry and song composed by Bachancora herself in relation to this text. And this is a text from the Japji Sahib, which talks about in some ways forgiveness, that how the practice of specifically in this verse it's saying by the love of the name, which means to connect with voice or through kirtan or connect with divinity in that way, but in a broader sense it's talking about how through spiritual practice one can cleanse away anything internally that is there that is blocking us and move into new space, new transformative space that sets us back on our path, and so how that is possible, right? So that's kind of the connection between this verse and the poetry or the complete work here that she's created. She says in just a description of this song, she says, "It's a combination of an English song that came to me to inspire a friend when she could not feel or see her inner beauty, and the 20th stanza of Japji, the morning prayer of the Sikhs. It's like a reset button for when we've lost our way, to remember all is forgiven, all is love, all is perfection in the eyes of the beloved. It's a love song from the God to us." So, by Bachancora from the release Anahat, back in about half an hour's time, just to cap off the show and let you know what we've been playing. You listen to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Ciao.
Why are you already know? So toca bem birimbau. E toca bem birimbau.
Chance gün ne kadar kabirdeyelim rada kabir yiğit cebangan kabir konu domani mi chance türü cemen tabi hangi nombi sabini mi cemen tabi bir gün sana yuvanı mı chance çıkayı toyun nombi rıda da cemen nombi tarın gibi bir cekten nombi böyle sabini chance çıkayı sonum cebol adam mıyım ki iten mi gün ne koca kabir bu adam nombi böyle sabini chance cemen tabi cebi cini böyle rızım arayın tıda rayı şimdi tabi cemen sabini chance deniz sonum gibi şey bitene yanda demedim ama sonum cemen tabi cemen 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 Rabd kavacı bir ucun ciri on pemece bırakı tutar. Verab zemme çansa kapatma mehtem bayırı yana namaya canı gönü gülü dayıbın mehtem çansa sajin gülü dayı. Tijin ünce şapji tümbatı yüken zeyi ki on gülü mehtem anan gülü çansa demek mehtem anan gülü çeyin gülü sova omdan yana demet dik bacı mehtem anan Çansa günü kora kavi dayılın rada kapı yigi çi bağanı gülü bir konu domani mehtem çansa türü çenmen tabi. On gülü nombi sabi nimerim de bir mağdur ay. Şimdi tutabilirim mehtem.
Oh, no.
If you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, the show is called Mantra. So in that set, we heard a variety of stuff. We kicked things off with Bachchan Kaur and her track Forgiveness from her album Anahat. We then heard from Masood Ali Khan and Yogi Cameron from their most recent release entitled Mantra Grooves and the track Hung So. And Hung So is a chant which is popularized with basically expressing our connectiveness to the divine, that we are of that same texture as the divine, and that there is ultimate connection there. So it's a mantra that attracts that type of consciousness. We heard also from Sylvia Nakash and Christopher Eichmann from Medicine Melodies with Tudo Bem Bem, All Is Good, All Is Good. That's a great collection of Zhangsa Khyentsey Rinpoche and a Bhutanese Lama, filmmaker, writer, Toku, connected to Zhangsa Monastery in eastern Tibet, and he was chanting the 21 Taras, or prayers to the 21 Taras, Tara, a personality who is embodies qualities of compassion, wisdom, the object of meditation for many a Buddhist practitioner. Some of the visualization that is sometimes used in the beautiful, representing all goodness in visible form, wearing a variety of jeweled ornaments like an emerald mountain engulfed in the lights of the rainbow. She is clad in heavenly silks, fine, smooth, and light, the clothing of the gods. To symbolize the union of method and wisdom, she sits with her right leg slightly extended and her left bent. There's a lot more, but just to be brief, and then capping things off with the last thing that we heard was Upaya and Sok Song of the Dakinis. The word Dakini in the tantric practice, a female embodiment of enlightened energy. Some other translation, in regards to Tibetan form of Dakini, Kendroma, translation, she who traverses the sky, she who moves in space, or more poetically, skywalker or sky dancer. So some personality beyond the realm of common material duality. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we're going to cap things off with a track by Mantratronic.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Okay, is gonna be, actually before we get to the last track, a couple of announcements. This Saturday in Vancouver at Unity Yoga Tea House, that's East 10th and Commercial Drive, there will be an Enchant Kirtan gathering that happens at 6 p.m. and it's by donation. It goes for a couple of hours of chanting and breaks, and at the end there's some food also, so you might want to check that out. That's Unity Yoga Tea House, East 10th and Commercial Drive, the corner of that, or close to that corner. It's actually on East 10th. Yeah, that's some kirtan if you want to check that out, some chanting. And then also I should mention that check out intentiongathering.org as well for Summer Intention, which is going to be coming up at the end of this month, which is a gathering of all kinds of workshops, yoga and dance and connection. So intentiongathering.org, and look for Summer Intention on that website. And last track is going to be Reverend Mantratronic from Italy, and he's a playful character. The track is called Mahalakshmi Devi, some chants to Mahalakshmi, and his stuff is really quite raw. I there's something about it that I really like. It has a feel for me of some of the techno slash house tracks from the mid 80s, late 80s that were coming out, where the production was not so super polished, but the energy was very raw, and I really appreciate that aspect of his work. And some of his tracks definitely feel that way for me. Next week for another installment of Mantra Radio, 4 p.m. next Thursday, check out CO for everything about and other content and contact. You can send us a message or send us some feedback through the website. So take care of yourselves till next week. Namaste. Here's my
Om Shreem Hreem Kleem Shreem Lakshmi Ragachha Gach Mam Mandire Tishth Tishth Swaha. Shri Ring Mahalakshmi Namo Namaha.